and welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, a podcast that takes you on a journey across Nigeria and Africa to explore the country and the continent's diverse and vibrant culture. Our esteemed guests will share their experiences and insights into the local tourism scene, from hidden gems to must-see attractions. So grab a cup of coffee and join us as we see the world with Ajala Nene. Whether you're planning a trip to Nigeria or Africa, or simply want to explore and experience the continent from the comfort of your own home, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's explore Nigeria and Africa together. Hey, welcome to Wanderlust Wonder segment on See the World with Ajala Nene. And as you know, this is where we spotlight tourist sites in Africa and beyond. Our spotlight today is Yankari Game Reserve, Bauchi. Yep. Yankari Game Reserve is a large wildlife park and formerly a national park located in the south central part of Bauchi State in the northern east of Nigeria. Highly recommended for nature lovers, this game reserve is home to several natural warm springs, which includes the famous Wiki Warm Springs, as well as a variety of flora and fauna. You would also get to do the safari tours, as the reserve is said to be the home of the remaining elephants and lions in Nigeria. Yep, you heard me right. Other side attractions are the Marshall Caves, Duki Wells, and the Anfara Iron Smithing Site. You would also find uncaged monkeys and baboons. But beware, as they are ready to break in and steal your food. Nature lovers, this destination is definitely for you. So look no further when searching for a game reserve to visit in Nigeria, as Yankari Game Reserve is calling on you. All right, our guest is waiting. See you on the other side. No, welcome to our guest section for See the World with Ajala Nene. And I have one of my mamas with me. Oh yeah, let me greet her in her language. Alaha, Mama Susan.
Alagande Ilevo.
Uh-oh, okay, which was that one again?
Odu.
Oh, God. I'm going to put myself in trouble. Welcome, Mama Susan.
Thank you so much, my darling.
All right, so Susan
Akporeaye.
Akporeaye. Let me not bite my mouth. Is the managing director and chief executive of Toppers Travel and Tours Limited in Abuja. In the space of 2 years of operation, her company became fully accredited locally by Nigerian Civil Aviation Authority and internationally by the International Air Transport Association, IATA. Madam Susan, as I normally call her, has been awarded the top 100 African women in the tourism and travel industry in 2017. And Toppers Travel and Tours, her company, has gotten the British Airways Gold Agent Award and British Airways Awards of Best Selling Agent for Abuja and North Nigeria. She has gotten outstanding performance awards from other airline companies like Lufthansa, Ethiopia Air, and of course for the highest over sales. So you can see she's a sales mama. For South African Airways, Air France, KLM. Oh my gosh, mama, this is plenty. I'm not intimidated, I'm proud. Because reading this is amazing. So ma, why the tourism space? What made you go all out in the tourism space?
Well, it's I read microbiology.
I'm a microbiologist. Science student.
Yes. From the University of Calabar.
Oh.
Yeah. And I heard you did your sea service.
Yes,
or
I
you
did.
Ran away.
I ran away. I ran back to Lagos. But I enjoyed my stay there. It was beautiful. Kai, crossing was beautiful.
For me, I naturally flew, flowed with my mom. My mom is an organizer par excellence.
Wow. Go, mama.
My late mom, sorry.
Oh, God bless her soul.
The burial is first week of June.
Oh, my condolences, so, mama.
Thank you so much. Growing up, she's always organizing one event, one breakfast meeting, because my dad was into full gospel businessman fellowship. So okay. She's always she jumps at every opportunity to host it in
Hostess of the mostest.
So she's always organizing one event, and I think I just took that cue. Mm. I read microbiology, and then I didn't even know there was anything called a travel agent or the tourism industry. But I found out that I usually, during the holidays, before we all go home, put myself and a few friends together, and we go to Ubudu. We visit different locations around just to have a few days of fun before we go back. I was doing that far back at that time. And I found out that I enjoyed it because it got to make me know people more. It got to make me appreciate people. You know, if you know somebody, it's easier for you to appreciate and to love them.
Person, yeah.
So that was it for me. Traveling, meeting people, learning new things, making new friends was a hobby. And my mom then, there was no tribe or religion with my mom. I had all sorts of, in short, when I'm making a friend with you, I don't ask you where you're from. It was like that. And she created that environment, very open and welcoming for everybody. And even when I didn't know that there was anything called tourism, I was doing it anyways. So then I read microbiology.
Why? Is that what you wanted to read?
Not exactly. How many of us?
I really read what we wanted to read.
Maybe our kids now, they're reading what they wanted to read.
Yes, but back then. You do what you know, we bring money to the family.
I had changed several times. At some point, I had this dream of wanting to be a nurse.
Because
of the uniform.
Looks so cute with a cap.
Oh, yes. I wanted to be a nurse, but I had a nasty experience with a nurse. And I said, no, never again. Never again. So I'd always wanted the medical sector. Okay. I guess it's because of care. The fact that it's about caring for people and all that. So I just found myself in microbiology. But then I loved the course. I did very well. But I really didn't like being put in the particular box. In a box. You sit down in the lab all day. Testing blood, testing urine, and all that. I just told myself, I don't think this is what I want to do
for the rest of my life.
I still didn't know what I wanted to do anyway. Well, in the midst of all that, I continued my travel, I continued my trips, and I was going to one destination or the other in Nigeria and all that. Then I was done with school, and I did my youth service in Kogi. School of Nursing, Obangide.
Wow.
As a lecturer. And I found out that I love to lecture. Yes, I didn't know that part of me because growing up, I was an extreme introvert.
And you want me to believe that?
You're not the only one. People really don't believe it. I don't believe it myself.
You're an introvert.
Oh, yes. I was an extreme, not just an introvert, an extreme one. I kept
I'm
to myself.
I'm trying to imagine you being extremely quiet.
It's... Even me, I'm still imagining that this is the same me. I can't believe
it. What happened?
I guess I got married to a pastor.
Okay.
That was one. And the love for tourism and meeting people, that was the second one.
Yeah.
I found out that for tourism, you can be an introvert.
Yeah.
And do it very well. So I guess the real me, you know, that's why I tell people when people say this is me, I said no.
Yeah,
there is still more to discover about yourself that you don't know.
Yeah.
It's when you give up on self-discovery that you remain in that position.
Yeah.
I mean, those that know me, like my classmates, my secondary school classmates, my children growing up, like, when they see me now, especially on TV, they call me and like,
that's why I can't believe
what happened to you.
You guys should see how much she's on stage.
Oh,
she takes over.
My siblings can't believe, even my parents.
Wow.
And that is why I miss my mom so much. Aww. Because she was my friend, she was my best friend. Somehow she could see right inside of me, even when I didn't see it. So it's almost those things that she saw.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing it
now.
And it's happening. And I'm quite sad that, okay, she saw a bit of it.
Yeah.
Because she was ill for a while. But by the time I entered into my stride, she was already ill. So she wasn't seeing me. And this is something that she saw.
Yeah.
I remember my mom keep telling me that there is greatness in you. I don't know, but there's something special about you. And I'm like, what's this woman talking about? I was that typical child that every sibling didn't want to have anything to do with.
Why? Because is that because of the introversion?
Yes, it was sickening. I didn't even like myself. It was an extreme case.
Wow.
I can be in my house and I can be there the whole day. I don't come downstairs. So my mom made a rule because of me. Everybody eats on the dining table. The cook does not serve anybody in their room. And I knew she did that because of me. if you leave me alone, I will be stuck in my room. I just need my TV. I need my books. and that's it. I just stay indoors. I mean, I will tell you something. Anytime my siblings wanted to go out, maybe for a friend's party or mm-hmm. something, birthday, my mother makes a rule. If you don't go with your sister, you're not going anywhere. That was our own way of trying to get me out of
your house.
And they're like, oh no, she's just going to embarrass us because she's just going to go and sit down one place and not do anything.
I'm still finding hard to believe that you...
Yes. Maybe you need to meet a sibling
of mine. I need to meet one of your siblings. All this you're saying, I mean, it's like you're talking about somebody
else.
And
I'm like, mommy, don't leave them. I don't even want to go. I'm not even interested. Let them go.
Mama helped with that too, that when you entered into the industry, you were able to now open up to people, because our industry is type that, like you said, you have to be hospitable.
Exactly. And I think I just came into the things that my mom saw that I never saw. So my greatest pain is that she took ill, so she didn't really see me
the way she had seen that
she had seen so many years ago.
Yeah,
I mean, it was very bad. As in, you know, a child is your right to ask your parent for things. I don't ask my parent for anything. When I go to school, the money my father gives me at the beginning, I'm stuck with it. He has to call through my uncle that works in Nitel. We didn't have GSM at that time. Am I sure I'm okay? I said, I'm okay. He said, can you be okay? You've not asked me for money. Meanwhile, your other siblings are asking every 2 weeks, every month and everything. I said, Dandy, I'm okay. I think it also made me to be a very good manager. Okay. And truly, I wasn't pretending. I still had my phones.
Yeah.
Somehow,
I can testify to it. I remember when we went to Namibia for our trip, and you told me about a package you did for people to South Africa. And when you told me how much it was, I was like, are you serious? Could you get that kind of package? I know that. And the hotels that you said you guys slept in, and you told me the amount. I said, no, I've packaged the tour to this hotel back then, and it wasn't this amount. So, yes, so I believe that. So, how did you start Toppers Travel, Ma?
Oh, yes, this is it. Now, I finished youth service. And I came back home, and one thing I also found out that I didn't like to be idle.
Okay.
On campus, the campus fellowship that I attended, my husband was a pastor. And I think he also saw some things my mom saw that I didn't see. So on his own part, he tried to pull me out of my shell by getting me involved in campus fellowship.
Okay.
And I led the choir then. Mm-hmm. So that was how I started coming out. Even back at home, I was in the choir too, but I used to like being in the
behind
backstage.
Exactly, backstage.
Behind. But on campus, my husband to be then, which is my husband now, drew me out, gave me roles and responsibility. Mm. So that part of me started coming out. So I was organizing retreats for the choir members. Mm. Sometimes we go somewhere, I package everybody. So that's how it all started. Now I finished youth service, and my dad wanted to connect me with his friend in NACA.
What's
what's their full name again? But I know it has to do with AIDS. HIV AIDS. Mm-hmm. Since I worked in the lab as a microbiologist. Mm-hmm. So the opening was not supposed to, I was supposed to resume in 6 months' time. And I was so restless at home. A family friend just started a travel agency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Luxury travels and tours.
Okay.
And just told me, you know what? You love to travel. You love to go somewhere. Why don't you just come and while away time.
Working with me.
And I jumped at it. I started working 2 weeks. I didn't even ask her how much she wanted to pay me.
That's how you were excited.
I was just so excited to leave the house. And she's like, you didn't even ask her. I said, auntie, you know, I really don't need the money. I mean, the driver drops me up.
Yeah.
My mom packs my lunch for me.
So everything's sorted out for you.
What do I need? I just want to leave the house. And I said, anyway, she was going to pay me $10,000. I said, thank you.
That was plenty money back then.
Back then, I said, thank you. So that was how I started. Travel agency, what's it about? And my mom also used to tell me, what is worth doing is worth doing well. Wherever you find yourself, even if it's not what you intend to do,
or even if it's not working the way you want it,
yes,
do it.
Give it your best. Give it your 100%, as if your life depends on it. Even if you're planning something else, give it your 100% at that time. Mm-hmm. You can never know where it will come handy in the future.
Mm.
So I found myself a travel agency. I started finding out what a travel agency was all about. And that was when I found out that, I've been doing this.
Yes.
And that was where the thing birthed. I fell in love with the industry. The manager then didn't want to train me
because
he said I'm supposed to just be doing marketing. I was marketing. I said, well, what do I market if I don't know what I'm marketing? So I trained myself. I actually went to the company and enrolled.
Exactly.
And they were like, I can't enroll without my office. I said, but my office doesn't want to train me, so I'm here. So that was how I went, and I came to the office one day. I was walking, and the manager was like, how did you learn how to do that? I said, you think you're not the only owner of knowledge?
Yeah, yeah? Who's this small girl?
Oh, yes, you're not the only owner. I've got myself trained and was impressed. So that was how the journey started. 4 months into that, my dad was about to retire.
Okay.
In government service, and he had this huge money. And interestingly, that's why I said I believe it was divine.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, my dad asked me that, what do I want to do? The same person that has already gotten a job for me that I'm supposed to resume in 2 months' time. Yeah? And he's asking me what I want to do. Just thinking about it now, I just knew it was just God. And my dad is a chartered accountant. You know how they can be.
They can be very organized with money.
Straight from school, no work experience, no management of any company experience, and he's asking me what I want to do. And he just jumped out of my mouth. I want to run a travel agency. And like I said, interestingly, and he said, okay. And I'm like, okay.
You think he was watching you and seeing the excitement?
Who knows? I don't know. Maybe, but I see it as divine, whichever way. And he just said, okay, without blinking an eye. And no work experience, not to even talk of managing a company. He said, okay, but on one condition, I'll be the chairman. I said, then you have it.
Wow.
And that was how Topaz Travels and Tours was given.
Hallelujah.
2004. And we've been soaring high, and God has been helping.
Oh, yes, you have been. And if I may go, let's go to Nantan. All right. So for those who don't know what Nantan is, Nantan is National Association of Nigerian Travel Agencies. I think that's one of the best associations here in Nigeria. I'm not saying it to make you feel good.
Oh, thank you.
It's the truth. I've been watching you people even before I got to know you. So I know you guys are very serious. I know you were just you just handed over the baton.
Oh, yes.
To Mr. Yinka. Congratulations,
yes,
sir.
Yes.
How was your experience working? How did you get that position in the first place? Was it you that said, okay, I want to run? Or some people say, come, we like you, come and run. And how has the experience been? I think you did 2 terms or just 1?
Yeah, 2 terms.
2 terms. Now, that's how many years?
Yeah, 2 years each.
That's 4 years. So did you just constantly want to run? Or some people say, we want you to run. And how was the experience for the 4 years as the president?
Hey, remember I told you, my mom always tells us that whatever you are in, give it your all.
Yeah.
So when I started a travel agency, I would set out to look for the association. Because I told myself there must be an association that run things and mediate to government. Mm-hmm. I went to look for Nantan myself.
Okay.
They didn't have an office then in Abuja. So I went looking, I've been searching, I went online. No, then this internet thing was not really there at that time. And we didn't have the secretariat in Lagos too at that time. So someone just walked into my office and said, this is a travel agency, you have not registered with us. Why? And I'm like, who are you? Did you know how long I've been looking for the association? Where are you located? So that was how I registered. Okay. And I didn't just register and just stop there. From the day I registered, I've been attending Nanta meetings till date.
And that was when? What year did you join?
2005.
And
I've not missed a meeting except I'm sick. I'm out of town.
Yeah.
But as long as I'm around, I've not missed a meeting. Hence my journey in Nanta. And it didn't start as wanting to be president or leadership.
Okay.
I just wanted to be part of those that make decisions that governs my business.
Beautiful.
Because if this is the profession I've chosen, which is it is, yes, then I must be involved. I must know what the leaders of the association is doing. And then I can remember I went there, they were just old people. And I'm like, oh God, am I sure I've not made a mistake?
I made a mistake.
But that didn't deter me, because you know this feeling when you know what you want to do.
Yeah.
There was no doubt about it. I knew I wanted to be a travel professional. Absolutely no doubt. So in respect of what I saw, I was not wavered. And navigating every meeting was quite interesting. I'll just keep quiet and just be watching, because we're much older people in the industry, out of respect. And of course, my mom said, when you find yourself among elders, keep quiet, watch,
and listen and learn.
So most of them didn't know how talkative I was. Yes. They just thought I was one quiet, shy little girl.
Young
girl. I was actually shy. I was very shy then.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's my process. When I'm in a new environment, I just watch and learn.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I feel I've learned, then that's when I start talking. Lest you become stupid or you start making statements.
That's a statement that you should not make.
You should not. And again, it helps me to be able to understand everybody in the room.
Yeah.
So I will not say, I say I'm proud to say that I hardly have issues with my colleagues. Even the worst of the worst that people always have issues with, that people say, how do you cope with this person? And I say it's because you don't know the person. When you know people, it's easier for you to relate.
Yeah.
You might not be best of friends.
You don't have to be.
Yeah, you don't have to be. But at least you can relate
with the person, especially when it comes to the environment you guys are
in. Exactly.
For the goal of the environment.
Exactly. So that was how my journey with Nanta started. Okay. And how did I become the leadership in Nanta? Then the president, the vice president then in Abuja zone, Mr. Ako Otobo. I remember then we're not much. He was trying his best to build Abuja zone, Nanta at that time. And he was using his office. And we had an AGM. It was supposed to hold in Akodo in Lagos. And
That's our general meeting.
He kept announcing, who wants to go for the AGM? Nobody was raising their hands. And I'm like, are these people for real? How wouldn't you want to go for the annual general meeting of your association so that you can get to meet other
people from the other zones
and all that? I was shocked why nobody was raising their hand and being interested. So I just...
Your tiny hand.
I said, I want to go. And I could see the excitement of Mr. Otobo's face that time. Like, finally.
So somebody wants to follow me.
That particular AGM in Akodo, I will never forget. It was the very first AGM I had. And we're just three.
Are you kidding?
From Abuja zone. Not only that we're three travel agents.
Only three from Abuja.
Only three
from
people.
How many?
The VP, the vice president, which is Mr. Otobo, then Malam Zachary.
Is it Malam Zachary? Yeah.
Later on, I found out that is actually became my father's friend.
Aww.
Because somehow they got to know. Then myself.
You, the little you.
Oh my God. That's why those two people till today, they're like my fathers in the industry, and the relationship is still very strong.
Yeah.
And we got to Akodo. Very interesting. I was having so much fun. Then there was so much money because UBA sponsored, so we had a lot of money and all that. And politics played out because it was an elective AGM.
Okay.
And that was where the Dai Adeola came in as the president of Nanta. He's just the chairman of the board that just resigned in my time.
Okay,
he was chairman of the board. Then they needed... You know, they were trying to zone it. If the president is from Lagos, then the first deputy should at least from Abuja or the north.
Mm.
So, and there was the only people from Abuja
were the three of us.
So that was how the VP, Mr. Otobo, became the first deputy.
Okay.
And then Abuja zone needed to present a VP. So now it was between me and Malam Zach. So we had a meeting, the three of us, in my room. And the two of them were looking at me and said, I should go for the B. I said, are you guys crazy? I'm just barely learning how to be a travel agent. And you're telling me to go and do a vice president of a zone. You know, you guys are joking. You must really be joking. I mean, Malam Zach is here. He's more experienced than me. He's been in the industry. Please let him go. And Mr. Otobo said, okay, Malam Zach is on you. And I said, no, he's not cut out for leadership. And two of them were staring at me. I said, Susan, you must go. I said, are you... Oh my God, the pressure was much. They were in my room. They were trying to convince me till almost midnight. Oh dear. And I was like, okay, guys, if I must do this, the two of you must not leave me
alone.
There's still a lot I have to learn, and I will need your guidance. I will need your help. I will need your assistance. And they both agreed. And is that all? I say yes. Then you have it. That was how I became an accidental vice president of Abuja zone.
You finally appointed.
Yes, so that was how I became.
Wow.
And that's how my journey in leadership in Nanta.
Because I know Nanta, you people don't just pick presidents anyhow. I know what I mean. Watching, I know that's why I wanted you to share a story.
How
you
get?
Did you say you want to be? Because leadership is no joke, Mama. You and I know that it's no joke. I love this story because it just shows that If you know what you want,
yes,
the universe will align.
Definitely,
it will align. If I even this podcast I'm doing right now, the universe aligned.
Exactly. That's why I told you with you, there's always something new. I mean, once I just take my eyes away for a minute from Nene, and I come back, she's doing something new.
Mama, this is not about me. It's very nice about you. All right, so let's go personal now. Tell us three things people don't know about you. Three.
I think I've already said one.
Yes, the one that
I'm actually even till now I'm actually still very quiet. We're in a different
stop
light.
Stop saying that, Mama. I don't understand. Mama Susan, please stop saying that. You're not quiet.
As in, when I'm back, the profession is out of the way.
I just switch.
I go back to
your introvertishness.
Yes.
Interesting.
It's not to that extreme anymore, but okay. Personally, I'm
you love your quiet. You love your me time.
As thank you. You just took the words. I love my me time. And when I'm off duty, when I'm on duty, is when you see this side of me. Because it has to be there.
Yeah.
On duty, either as Topaz Travels and Tours or on duty as Nanta. As long as it's my professional duty, you see that. But when I'm off duty, my me time, I'm still very quiet.
Okay.
That's one thing a lot of people
that quietness.
Don't know about me.
Sorry, guys. I just can't believe her. All right, number two.
Number two, I'm a God lover. Mm. I love God so much.
Jesus, baby.
I don't do anything
without consulting him first.
Yes, and without me having a notch to go for it and all that. You might see very excited and fun-loving person and all that, but I'm a very strict person too as well. When it comes to my convictions with my relationship with God, I do not joke about it. And I do not shy about sharing it to anybody that cares to listen. I'm a firm believer. I'm a lover of God, and I serve him, and I will serve him till I die. And my principle in life, the foundation of everything I do, is the Bible. If you look at it, just take a look at, so when people, motivational speakers, and they come and tell you 10 things to succeed, this, that, you will find that most of those principles that are dishing out from you is Bible principles.
Yeah.
So I said, why don't I just go back to the manual?
Itself.
Yeah, because, and I also believe as a child of God, I don't do things by without his instructions. I don't believe, like somebody says, okay, so are you trying to tell me if I choose to relocate to America, I can? I say, don't get me wrong. You can, that's why we are gods. We are created in his likeness and his image. We have the right to our choices.
Yeah, that's why he's given us the right to choose.
Exactly.
Right, good.
And if you make that choice, he's not going to condemn you for doing it. No, it's far from it. Mm-hmm. This is just my own personal conviction that, and it's like an agreement that I've come together with God to tell, you know, those quiet times of my growing up was, I might be like away from people, but I was in God's presence.
You're reflecting with him.
And sometimes I've gotten so busy, I'm missing those times, because those times were really special to me. I usually hear God. I usually have a lot of personal experience with him, because I didn't have interest in partying. I didn't have interest in anything. My interest was just in God's presence. So I had personal dealings, very deep dealings with God, which I miss. So that's why my alone time, is very important. I go back to that to try to reconnect and get back that vibes and the energy, because that is what has kept me and has sustained, of course, the prayers of my mom and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm a very religious person. Leave this. I mean, religion is not physical.
Look. Yeah, this is internal.
It's internal. And I don't condemn anybody.
We shouldn't, because we are not God. We're not the Almighty God, so we have no right to condemn. So number three, Mama. Mm.
The third one, I'm an open book. I love people. As long as you are willing to accept me, I will accept you. I'm an open book. I know people will make up a lot of things, and what you see is what you get.
What you get.
And if something goes wrong, and I quarrel with you or exchange words with you, no matter how, like, I heard you say you have a very high voice. I think we should go into a bit of competition. Let's see.
Who's
I tell people I can stand in a hall of 1,000 people and I will talk without a mic and you will hear me.
You hear me?
I have a very loud voice and I think we took it from my mom. I remember my dad used to tell the men that comes to marry all of us, because there are three girls and two boys. They have a loud voice, so sometimes when they are talking, it will be as if they are quarreling. They are not quarreling. It's just a very high-pitched voice. And it's the same thing. So, but once I have said it, it's out of my mind. It's out. I don't take anything.
You don't
anything.
Keep it.
I don't keep anything. So I just want people to know this so that you relax. You don't have any reason to fear. Even when you offend me and I hear and I confront you about it, once I've confronted you about it and that's it, please calm down. I don't have anything against anybody. Do you know why?
Why?
Heaven is in sight for me.
And you want to make it.
And I want to make
it. I don't want it because of somebody else.
Because of somebody.
Somebody that annoyed
you. Because the Bible says, as much as lies within you, live peaceably with all men. So it's our duty. Just like when it says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So in serving God, there's a part that we have to play. It's not him that does every part.
No.
So that too is something that you have to consciously also do to make sure you live at peace with all men. Doesn't mean all men will be at peace with you. That's their cup of
but
tea.
But you be at peace with all men.
But you be at peace with all men.
All right, ma'am. So just mention your favorite destination in Nigeria.
One.
I know you have plenty, but you must only mention one.
Okay, I'll be a bit partial with this one. Obudu Katura.
Everybody's favorite place, guys.
Mine is because I'm from there. You know, before they splitted Cross River.
That's the only place I did not go to when I was in Cross River. And it pays me.
Really? I went to Napa, but we're all Cross River, one state.
Yeah.
Before they split into Akwa
Ibom.
That's my favorite destination.
I have to go there. Maybe you don't want to carry me there. What do you think?
Oh, please.
So as we wrap this up, Mal, what advice do you have for the ones coming to the industry, those of us already in industry, and your fellow veterans? What advice do you have for these three people?
Okay, where do I start from?
You want to start from your
veterans all the way down. Okay, maybe I should start from down.
Okay, I'll go up.
For the young ones in the industry, I was in an event yesterday. Hospitality Business Summit, hosted by TMD. I think it's the Students Association.
Okay.
Wonderful. It was very emotional for me to see that there's so much young people in our industry and we have no clue. I didn't even know they had an association like that. And they have this number of people. Some of them are still in school, year one, year two, final year. Some just finished. Like the president of the association is just finished and all that. And they had that event yesterday. It was quite an amazing one. My advice for them is, just like I tell every copper, you know, in my company, I think it's the beginning where we just started, that I employed experienced hands, because even me myself, I had no clue of who being to travel agency. So I can't start. So I needed experienced hands. So immediately I got a hang of it. From that time till now, I don't employ experience into bus travels.
Okay. Why is that?
I employ young ones and train them.
Okay, beautiful.
Because it's my own way of empowering them. Because a lot of young people don't know what they want to do. They just want to go and get the white collar job.
Because we got here, it took us a while.
White collar job. And there's no white collar job that's going to wait for you, sitting down waiting for anywhere. But bottom line, even if it's a white collar job, it's fine. I'm not against white collar job. Some people, their dream is to be a banker. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
My only, I just want to be sure that that's what you want to do. Because if that is what you want to do, you will face it squarely and your best will come out, definitely. And whatever challenges that raise his ugly head, you will surmount it with pride. You will not easily give up. So that's the message I preach to these young ones. I saw quite a number of students yesterday. The time was really against them. I wanted to give them a final advice. But then again, time was against them. So they said they were going to organize a virtual meeting for me to do a mentorship. What I wanted to tell them is what I'm going to say here now.
Okay.
You see, all of you young people doing travel, tourism, hospitality in schools now, there would be so many reasons. Just like I read microbiology, I really didn't want to do it. So, but now the excitement and the infora of the profession,
yeah, profession.
I want to make them to stay.
Yes.
But my advice is, if you are into travel, tourism, hospitality, make sure it's what you want to do. Travel and tourism was a hobby for me. I was privileged growing up, so I got to travel the world. I was in school and everything. So it's a hobby for me. I turned my hobby. Into, you know, hobby business. Is what you love.
Yeah.
I turned my hobby into a profession.
Yeah.
So it was very easy for me. So as you are coming in, please do not come in for the money, because a lot of them will see those of us and they'll say, it's not travel agency that made her, that made this person. The money should not be the focus. It's the job and the fact that we're in a service industry.
Yes.
Satisfaction of your client should be the focus. Money will follow. Because if money is the focus, you know, you hear this thing, I hear there's money in travel agency. Let me start one. I hear there's money in travel agency.
You will not last.
Let me start one. You will not last. And you will make a mess of the whole thing.
Yeah.
So to the young ones out there, I'm excited that quite a number of you are loving our industry. Please love it, not because you couldn't get admission to do engineering or your cutoff point was not up to do medicine or law, and you now took the next
best thing.
The next best thing. Just make sure that is not the reason.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've been there. I make sure it's not the reason. Two, if you have cited quite a number of people that have made a fortune from this industry, that money shouldn't be your focus. It should be the last. Your main focus is customer satisfaction. Yeah? To put the smile on the face of your client that is fully satisfied. Not the money. Then the money should actually be the last. And the interesting thing, the money that is the last will come when you have gotten the first to write.
Yes.
Because once you love what you do.
And do it so much passion.
Do it so much passion. It will help you to get your client satisfied. And of course, every satisfied client will bring more. That's where the money starts coming in. Yeah. So that's my advice for them. And please don't be in a hurry. It's not oil company that you make money overnight. It's not. Sometimes you'll be toiling for 5 years. You have not seen anything. You do a package. Somebody once told me that after the end of the package, only 5,000 are left.
Left for you.
Left
the,
for
the
her.
The profit is not much.
I mean, the profit is not much in terms of that. So don't look at that and don't be discouraged. Just, it's not an overnight wealth thing. It's a process. And like I said, make sure it's what you want to do, because there's nothing as good as job satisfaction. There's nothing as good as that. You see, a lot of people are so miserable in their line of job because that's not what they want to do. Are they making money? Oh, yes, they're making money. But they're so miserable. Meanwhile, you are not making as much as they are making. But you're so satisfied. You glow anytime people see you.
Yeah.
You radiate. It looks as if you have just made $1 million. Yeah? Meanwhile,
because you're passionate about it. Meanwhile, this is zero in our account.
Meanwhile, it's just but you look as if you made $1 million.
Yeah.
You are like on top of the world. When you want to talk about your profession, people like, come. I tell people, yeah, I go for a career when my kids were still in school, primary and secondary school. And they'd always have this
career day.
Yeah, career day that parents come in
and
at different.
Share what you do.
Each time I go, every child will want to be a travel agent.
Yeah.
No.
Like a very beautiful, which it is, actually.
It's the best profession in the world. As far as I'm concerned, I really don't care. It's the best profession in the world.
Yeah.
I love what I do. And I tell the young people, please love what you do. It does not matter what it is. Just love it.
And us.
Then.
We younger ones. We up. What should I call us?
They're already in the industry, but they are still coming up. Just keep at it. Keep at it. You are the future of the industry. And learn to collaborate. We are not fighting. I know the different tiers of generation.
Yeah, really different tiers.
different tiers of generation and all that. We just need to learn about each other, like I said.
Yes.
Learn about each other so that we can work together, because we all need each other.
Yeah.
At least your generation now is, I think you are X, not yeah. Z.
We're generation
Are you Z?
X. No.
I think you are
no,
Z.
I'm
you are X.
I'm X.
Yes. the Generation X are more tech savvy and all that. So it should be a blend. It shouldn't be a competition. That's what I will tell you. And don't be intimidated by my own generation and the generations before me. I know we can be very annoying. Yeah, we can
we
be
still
very
love you guys.
We can be very domineering.
We still need you guys.
We can be very what do you know? Do you not been in this industry for 30 years?
You
30 years, 40 years experience in the industry. We can be all that, yeah? But don't mind us.
Still come.
Still come. Look for the one that you can connect with.
Yes.
Look for the one you can connect with. Yes. I tell even my own older generation, please don't scare the young generation. Connect with them because they need that experience to also help them,
yes,
to guide them. If not, the industry will be a disaster.
True.
To be a disaster. So for your generation, please work closely with the older generation. Might not be all of them that you'll be able to work with. Just look for the one you can connect with.
Yeah.
And once you connect, stay there. There's a lot to learn,
mm-hmm,
both ways.
Yes.
You will help that older generation too as well. Mm-hmm. And they will also help you. So for your generation, is that collaboration. For the young ones, is for them to be sure of what they want to do, if that's what they really want to do. And for you, you already decided this is what you do. You know what you want to do. So it's going to be like a guidance and collaboration will work together.
Yeah.
For instance, I have an order for hiking and all that. Hey, hell no. I will just call you, Nene, please. Eh? I have this group of people.
That want to hike.
That want to hike.
Gladly come and converse with me. I will hike with them.
Please, take over. So that's the
collaboration part.
Collaboration. So it also gets us, the older generation, to also understand the changing times. Because we can be so stuck up
to what you knew before.
What we knew before.
Yeah.
So the danger of the older generation not connecting with your generation is the fact that we get lost in space.
Mm.
And time would pass and will no longer be relevant. So your connecting with the older generation is vice versa.
Yes.
They're also helping.
It's a win-win for both.
Mm. Then for my generation, let's just take it easy. Let's calm down. Let's know that the stage will soon be over for us. When I say that, for some people it might be another 30 years, some might be 10, some might be 20, but let's just realize that we are getting to that stage where we need to bow down. And my advice is, how many of what you know have you poured out?
Others, to the younger ones.
To the younger ones, so that you make sure you die empty. So for my colleagues and my senior colleagues, because even that, I still have people
older than you.
Oh, yes, that have been in industry for 40 years and all that, is let us pour out. I mean, giving out knowledge does not make you, it actually increases your knowledge. I don't know why people are so scared of sharing knowledge. I don't know why. I think it's this domineering thing. They just want people to know I know more than you. I remember a statement that we now became friends. You sure we'd known each other, but we didn't know we're in the same industry. It's when my daughter was in primary school. There was this boy in her class that used to really disturb her and everything. She comes and be complaining that this boy is always disturbing, always teasing her that she's big, she's fat and everything. So I would jokingly tell her maybe he likes you. So one day Uma walked up to me after I came to pick them. I said, Juanita's mommy. Are you Juanita's mommy? Say yes. I said, I want to apologize. So I heard my son is always disturbing your daughter. So he now called the son, come. Why are you always disturbing her? You are calling her that she's fat. Is your mommy not also fat? So we just joked. And since then, we've been calling ourselves in-laws. Do you know? She's a travel agent and I did not know. We met in a South African event in Abuja. And she did an IATA program. Apparently, a colleague of ours has been telling her that she's been complaining that it's so difficult to get information. Everybody's always hiding information. She now said, there's only one woman I know that, except she doesn't know it, as long as she knows it, she will show you the way. Her name is Susan of Topaz Travels. I know then in school, she only knew me as Mommy Juanita. I mean, I knew her as Mommy Obadiah and all that. So and I said, okay, that she'll be coming for this meeting and I will introduce her. So I came this is the lady. And so I was like, this is the lady. And that one had already told me too, there's somebody that she needs me to meet.
Yeah.
So as we just met ourselves, we just busted out laughing. I said, this is my in-law now. We call ourselves, our kids are in the same school, in the same class, gone. And she now told me, is this the woman you said, as long as she knows it, she will show you the way? He said, yes. Now I believe you because I know her. And to me, it's not something of a pride. That's what it should be. And it was actually sad for me because by the time she started telling me her story, that it's so difficult to get information. You ask this one, they will do like this. You ask this one, they will toss you. That why is it like, why are we like this in the industry? That was what she said. I said, well, I can't talk for any other person, but for me, anything you want, I will tell you. It doesn't make me less of who I am. It doesn't make the knowledge of what I know depletes.
Mm-hmm.
It just empties me
and
so that I can
others.
And empties me to grow others.
Yes.
And while I'm empty, I refill.
Fill with some new information.
Because if I'm not empty, I can't refill. So that knowledge, you know, you need to pour it out so that more can come in. So for my generation and the older generation, please let us not hoard information. The information hoarding is not another level of control or colonialism. No. Because unfortunately for you, if you are hoarding information from these young ones, they will go and get it, source it for it, yeah. But what they are sourcing for will be unguarded. But if they are getting it from you, it will be guarded information.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you go online, they say there's nothing you cannot get on Google. Yeah. But the Google is just giving you the raw. Yes, the raw information.
Yes, but the original experienced one.
Everything together.
It's from the people that have been there.
It's for the people. So that's my advice for my colleagues and my senior colleagues. Please do not hoard information. Please encourage them. And when a young person comes to you, open up. Accept them and let's work together. Because I don't want to see this industry in Nigeria is even still barely raising his head. So why should we encourage it to kill it by the next generation?
Yeah.
All those things we have been fighting for, we might not even see it in our lifetime. It might be in your lifetime or in the lifetime of the students that I met yesterday. But if we are not there to work together with them,
How would they know?
So the industry will be defined by them and them alone.
Yeah.
And that will be limited and that will be disaster.
True. Mama Susan. Thank you very much, Ma.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for all the advice. Thank you for sharing your story on our platform. And I want to say well done. I've watched how you always try to help the younger ones. And that part is very dear to me.
Mm.
Keep it up, Ma. And we're here. We're here to collaborate with you.
Yeah.
And we love you. Well, I love you. So thank you so much, Ma.
I must say this. Even though she says about me, I love this woman here. How did we meet? We met in the African Youth in Tourism Summit.
In Namibia.
When I met one of the organizers and I was like, why are there no Nigerian youths in this competition? He said, well, there's been a Nigerian youth that got to the top five 2 years back. I said, I want to meet her. And he said, well, I'm sure you'll meet her. She's around. She's coming. So that was how I met her. And since then, I've been dragging her anything I have to do with the youth. We were not able to do this year.
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm going to Namibia next week. We're not able to do this year. Of course, my hands were very tight.
Yeah.
But the event I had yesterday, mm-hmm. I had told them that there's something like this called the African Youth in Tourism Innovation. And so they should be very innovative. If they should understand that this industry has been done by so many people. So they can't do the same thing we have done. They have to do it differently. So I've introduced the summit to them. So I've told them, so next year, I'm going to disturb you.
Yes, Mama.
Again. And we're going to work together.
I'm ready, as always. Thank you very much, Mama. Thank you guys for listening. And we can say bye-bye to everybody.
All right. Bye.
And with that, we conclude our journey across Nigeria and Africa on See the World with Ajala Nene. We hope you enjoyed exploring this journey with us and that you feel inspired to discover its unique beauty for yourself. Thank you for listening. For your feedback and comment, feel free to hit us up across our socials at See the World with Ajala Nene, and you can find me personally at Ajala Nene on Instagram. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. Your journey and your adventure awaits you.